What is going on there? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of the Captivate.fm podcast hosting, analytics and marketing platform from Rebel Base Media. This is, of course, Mark Asquith, that British podcast guy and CEO here at Rebel Base Media. Now, it's been a very interesting week. It's been a very interesting week indeed. We've put some pretty cool updates out over the last week, kind of including last week's Captivate Sync update, which got a lot of rave attention, a lot of rave reviews, a lot of good stuff going on with Captivate Sync, just making WordPress much, much easier to work with and to manage when it comes to being a podcaster. That's kind of why we exist as Rebel Base Media today, because we started out making podcasting easier for people on WordPress using podcastwebsites.com. So, kind of a big week overall on that. So, what's been going on this week? Well, it's a funny week this week because we had such a big release last week with Captivate Sync. This week has pretty much been remedial stuff, but there have been a couple of tweaks and changes and a couple of plans that we've implemented, and we're kind of going to have a slightly different week this week with how we roll stuff out. So I'm going to talk to you about that. But one of the things that we've done before we get to Sync and before we get to some of the stuff that we're kind of going to be rolling out over the next week or so, one of the big updates that we've put out and we're going to be putting out again, trickling out over the course of the week, is we're going to be making some account changes. Do you know, like the account section, you know, where you're going to My Account on Captivate, or you're going to, you know, any software, whatever it is, Dropbox, Evernote, whatever, like the account piece of it where you just go to manage your account, like that's really boring. No one really cares about that, but it's one of the most important pieces of it because ultimately it's where you manage everything. It's where you control everything. It's where you do everything. It's where you access the things that you're allowed to access and change often the things that you're allowed to access. So we've made some changes to how the account section works. In particular, what we're going to be rolling out over the next few days. We've not put this out today because we do want to trickle these changes out this week because there are a few of them and we want to make sure that we're not overwhelming people. So we're actually popping in there the ability to view and download all of your invoices. So if you're working for a company or if you are a company yourself, maybe you're an LLC, maybe you're a sole trader, you need the invoices for the tax year end, or, you know, you're just like me and you like your receipts, you'll be able to download all of your invoices. So you'll be able to go to My Account, manage your billing, and you're going to be able to just see exactly what's going on there with your invoices, the status of them and so on and so forth. We've also made it a little bit easier to manage, from our side, manage people that are a little bit overdue with their invoices. Because you know what it's like, inevitably your cards expire, or, you know, maybe you'd spent too much this weekend on partying and actually there's not enough brass in the bank to cover your Captivate payment. Whatever it is, like we know life happens, okay? These things just do happen. It is what it is. So we've made it a little bit easier from our side to just manage what happens with that. So we've set up even more in-depth email dunning and a little bit more dunning on the billing side. So dunning is essentially the process of retrying your payments after a certain amount of time. So we've set all that up on the back end. We actually had that before, but we've built in some emails that let you and you know exactly what's going on. So if your payments do fail, we'll let you know. Okay, and you should be able to see why that is and so on and so forth. And then if they continue to fail, we've got a nice process for saying, hey, look, you know, we've tried this a couple of times. There's a couple of things going on now that we need to just discuss, blah, blah, blah. So we've kind of made that process really well communicated for you, which I think is very, very important. You know, there's no point hiding behind the fact that billing exists. No one likes talking about money, but it's there. You know, it powers us. That's the way that we are. And ultimately, that's what pays for our server costs, which means that we can then obviously put Captivate out to the world. So everything's intrinsically related. So that's what we've done. We've put those billing updates out. We're going to start pushing out some updates this week, trickling out updates to specifically the account page. So you're going to be able to see a number of different things. Number one, you're going to be able to see your plan much more clearly, which plan you are on. Editing your credit card details, we've put on a separate page now, so it makes it a little bit easier to see, actually, okay, this is just for the actual update of the credit card. That's it, like, that's the only thing this page does. And then what we've done is, at the top left, just underneath in your account section, just underneath the profile photo that you've got on your account, one of the things that you're going to start to see pushed out this week, and we are rolling this out on sort of 10 accounts at a time, just to test it and just to make sure, is that we're putting out the ability to test how many downloads that you've got this month. Because obviously, you know, if you're on the $19 a month plan, you're getting 10,000 downloads. You need to know how close you are to that and so on and so forth. So you need to be able to understand where you are and what you're tracking at. We're also going to be able to show you then what you're trending and where you've been trending over the last few months. So we're going to be able to show you specifically, okay, here's what's happened over the last few months. So these are all just upgrades that we're going to be pushing out. That account stuff will be going out this week. We're not, because we have to do this live, you know, with the numbers. So like being able to show you the download numbers that you've got this month and kind of show you a little graph and a little kind of, okay, here's, you've got 1,000 left out of 10,000. The ability to show you that has to be done on a live platform. Like we can't really test that too much in our staging platform. So we are going to be pushing that out to you guys on a kind of 10 by 10 basis. We'll probably not do it like that, in all fairness. We'll probably do 10, then another 10, then another 10. We'll test probably 30 or 40 of them live and then push it out to everyone else because, you know, we just need live data for that. That's just how that is. There's going to be some changes to Captivate Sync as well. So that's the account stuff out of the way. But what we're going to, again, this is going to be kind of a hot fix week where we're going to be pushing stuff out almost on a daily basis. We're going to be making some changes to how you manage some of the specific stuff on Captivate Sync that is relevant to your WordPress website. So Captivate Sync, as you know, is in the WordPress repository. It's available for download on your dashboard and so on. But what we're going to be doing is we're going to be making some changes around how you manage things like on-site SEO. I feel like we can just do a good job of that. It's just something that I'm keen on doing. We're going to be changing how you manage the permalinks on your WordPress website. Not really changing how they work, but just maybe the placement of it and the categorization and so on. So it's not anything crazy, like there won't be any huge interface changes, but I think what we can do is we can keep that Captivate experience running throughout WordPress. Like, you know, it's sort of frustrating because WordPress is such a great platform, but it's a little bit clunky in its design and its layout on the back end. Like, there's just that much going on. So when we plug in the Captivate interface, which we've made sure to be nice and simple and nice and easy and very, very manageable, we're almost back in the position that we were with podcast websites, which is, well, wait a second, we can probably do something really cool with this and make podcasters' lives easier. So we're kind of in that state of perpetuity where we're thinking, wait a sec, we can do a little bit more with this. So look out for a few changes to Captivate Sync on the back end as well. To be fair with this, we'll probably not do a big release on it. Again, we'll probably just hot release them and just push them down as and when we've got them ready. Just purely because I think that there aren't that many crazy interface changes coming, and it's just easier than waiting until next week for you. So like, I'd rather give you, okay, here's a little bit of an SEO update. We'll do that today and then we'll do a permalink update tomorrow. Like, I'd rather you had that rather than it was, well, I've got to wait for another week. So we're just going to roll those out this week. So that's quite cool. We've also got all our podcast websites members migrating over now as well. We're doing those server cluster by server cluster. We run as a managed WordPress platform. We run a range of server clusters for these WordPress sites, which is fantastic. If you need managed WordPress, if you want all the hassle taken away from your WordPress, check out podcastwebsites.com. But what we've done is we've essentially said, right, okay, now podcast websites members can benefit from the Captivate hosting module as well via Captivate Sync. So that's rolling and that's doing really, really well. There's always fun that goes on with the podcast websites members because they've been with us, you know, 5-6 years now. They know us very, very well. They know how we operate. So it's great to be able to roll new stuff out to those guys as well. So thank you if you're a podcast websites member listening to this. Now, they are all the changes for the week. It's, like I said, it's been a fun one. It's been an interesting one. Look out for those account changes. Thank you for all the support that we always get from everyone. I appreciate you. I know Kieran and Sam and Izzy and James and the rest of the team all appreciate you as well. So thank you for doing what you're doing, letting us do what we do. And until the next time, keep on talking, guys. It's all that we have.